salvo in the war on Christmas this year.
War on Christmas. It's never too early for that.
Ho, ho, ho. Forget spreading cheer.
It's a not-so-merry start to the holiday season.
The war on Christmas has begun.
It's the season.
Are they still up to the task? That is the subject of tonight's War on Christmas Friendly Fire Edition. Let's face facts. The annual Fox War on Christmas has become a little predictable. It's basically, imagine you can make one up with a make Fox News Mad Libs. Let's see. Let's try to do one of these. All right, last week I need the name of some godless liberal bastion.
Santa Monica.
Okay, Santa Monica, that'll do. Let me just fill in Santa Monica there. And in Santa Monica, a group of, give me the name of a small group of annoying people with incredibly limited control.
Atheists seem to have ended a 60-year-old Christmas tradition in Santa Monica, California.
Everyone's favorite uncle that
lives in Oregon. No one ever sees him.
So a group of atheists have ruined Christmas by forcing the removal of, I need a classic Christmas symbol.
Ass. That's...
Way to go, right?
Some left-wing loons.
And for the first time in 60 years, there will be no nativity scene at all.
No nativity, no drummer boy, and no manger.
Right.
We'll be right back.
the right to squelch the holiday fun that everybody else has been having for years.
What do you think here? Are these atheists ruining Christmas for the kids?
This ends up being about bullies.
This is the thing about atheists. They bully the other religions, and they're just vehemently intolerant.
And I think it's kind of sad.
Sounds pretty bad, right?
That's not America. That's not freedom of speech. Yeah.
Jesus is used to this. That's the good news. Perhaps we need to make sure that some Christianity is seen there.
A nativity scene.
Thank you. Nativity scene.
Some people are still grown up children.
So we're done. Let's see if we can put that all together, shall we?
Atheists seem to have ended a 60-year-old Christmas tradition in Santa Monica, California.
A federal judge backing Santa Monica's decision to no longer allow nativity scenes in a public park.
Oh my God, that is such an out. It's as though the war on Christmas has become a rote observance, devoid of all its original spiritual meaning. Even its most ardent proponents have seen doubt creep in.
Now, a lot of people, for whatever reason, will look at this interview today and they'll say, Gretchen Carlson and Doreen Costa are nuts. Okay? They're so nuts because they think that there's this made-up war on Christmas. We're not nuts,
it's
are we?
Nuts.
There is a war on Christmas.
As a general rule, if you're trying to tell whether you and one other person are nuts, ask a third person.
Dr. Furious George here, not a neutral third party, and I will be signing in and letting those of you who are potentially offended by this show let you know in advance that you may be offended. Hang, everybody else, drive straight out there, whatever you're doing, heading home, being the DJ Crazy Buck Rooster, or other cool things going on here in Micro Radio Land, being, you know, located in WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro, this fantastic little studio we got here in downtown Carrboro, and the Paris of the Piedmont. I'm Furious. I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Experience. I guess you could pick out what theme we're going on this week. Having fun. Also, man, I'm just overwhelmed by this cool new mix I just got there in the background. The new Gaslamp Killer mix. So I'm going to just go right back into that. Have some more fun with this silly, silly War on Christmas. For everyone else, if you like what you're hearing, go to wcomfm.org or check out furiousg.blogspot for some of my old shows. We appreciate it. Help however you can. If you're listening right now, that's by definition helpful. So thank you for doing that. If you are listening and you want to do more, you can do more. Do it. You gotta go on to wcomfm.org. That's the best way. Just sign in and become a member and follow us, especially if you're local. But, you know, I have to admit, all you local folks, looks like there's lots and lots of other folks who download the show from all over the world. So for those folks, you can also pitch in too and support the Furious George Show here at WCOM, and we'll keep doing it. Thanks. I'm Furious.
Preferably someone outside the asylum. But since you asked the question, am I nuts to think there's a war on Christmas, it's only polite for me to offer you a resounding yes, you're nuts. Because for whatever annoying, local, ticky-tack, Christmas-abolishing story you and your merry band of persecution-seeking researchers can scour the wires to turn up, the rest of us can't swing a dead elf without knocking over an inflatable snow globe or a giant blinking candy cane. For God's sakes! Fox News itself is located in Midtown Manhattan, the epicenter of all that is godless, secular, gay, Jewy, and hellbound.
In
Ken, with all the talk about Christmas, is anyone else nervous about Christmas shopping?
Well, it's the nightmare before the holiday shopping season.
Also, holidays bring up this expectation that you should be over the top happy.
You don't have enough money to buy everyone in your family presents for Christmas?
Renting a car for your holiday travels could be difficult this year.
As your family gathers around the dinner table this holiday, do you know what to do if someone is choking?
Sparking controversy at a school in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Let's talk about some people who will undoubtedly go into debt this holiday season.
Very big arguments between major unions and some major companies just in time for the holidays.
The government is not allowed to pick sides and say that one religious belief or philosophy.
If you read the Constitution, it says the government cannot promote a religion.
No, it says the Congress shall not establish any laws respecting an establishment of religion.
A religion,
yes,
not a philosophy. Okay.
Oh, so you wouldn't have a problem then with the government of the United States establishing atheism, because that's also a philosophy. That would be fair for you.
Establishing it? What does that mean?
So we'll put in God we don't trust on all
you
points.
You can put your winter
one
solstice
nation under no God. And
if you wanted to...
Peace.
Go down to Albany, go up to Albany, New York, and put a happy winter solstice on Andrew Cuomo's office door, I got no problem with it.
Okay? Yeah, you would. I think you would.
But when I said I didn't have a problem, I don't have a problem.
Sir,
got it?
Sir, if you have a, you would have a problem with
no,
it.
No, I would
challenging
not.
Challenging you on that, you would.
Challenging you?
Union demands leave passengers high and dry.
You are deliberately making it impossible for countless people to get together for the holidays.
Airline tickets, they go up in price around the holidays.
A lot of families don't make you happy.
And doomsday predictions are getting renewed attention.
What happens to your plans on December 22nd?
I don't know. What does?
I mean, you got all the presents under the Christmas tree. They're going to still be. Is it even significant?
You gotta watch because we don't know what happens on 1222.
Is it me or are people already drinking early for the holidays?
Holiday time is the worst. They feel so lonely. Even the Christmas commercials on TV put me in a depression.
Everything I do turns into a disaster.
I watch your show. Look,
that's ridiculous.
And it wouldn't be right either. It wouldn't be right either because the governor is not in the position
winter
promoting
solstice
atheism.
Is not a religion.
No,
it's a holiday. If he wants to put winter solstice up on his office door, I got no problem.
Actually,
with it.
It's a celestial event, and you're right. It would be secular. But if you put up there, "In God We Do Not Trust,"
I'm sorry, I just said Jesus Christ. That's a religious. He was a man. Now, Christmas tree is a secular symbol.
Not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. Hey, but yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it. It's a secular symbol. It's nothing to do with Christmas.
What's that word? What's that first word?
Secular symbol.
Christmas.
A Christmas tree.
Christmas is a Christmas tree.
Now
look.
This is so unreasonable. You are so unreasonable.
No, it's not
it
unreasonable.
It is frightening.
I'm not unreasonable at all.
You absolutely are.
The government has to be fair. The government has to not take sides. Everybody is equal. Everybody has the same rights.
Federal holiday.
Yes.
Why don't you get off your butt and get it revoked and see how far you go?
Votes.
You don't, because your view is insane.
No, it's not.
You can celebrate Christmas without being a Christian.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out? What is, I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
War on Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ lasted a day, like birthdays do. And then it seeped into the night before Christmas, the eve, if you will. And then the next thing you know, we were riding this thing all the way to Epiphany. Fine, 12 days. Gave time for lords to leap and geese to lay and partridges to pair and gold to ring. And it's just 12 days of servants and poultry, whatever. But it still wasn't enough. There's a war on Christmas? Has anyone told Thanksgiving? Because this year, Black Friday, aka Christmas's opening bell, got moved back a day to Black Thursday, or as we used to call it, Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. In operative. In operative. In operative. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected in operative.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Dr. Germ, it was a great pleasure having you on the show today. I hope you've not scared everybody to death.
And, oh dear, a rogue Rudolph treats himself to an early Christmas present.
Six cards
with cigarettes. Stay tuned for that.
Signifying more than simply that particular shade.
Christmas is so big now, it's eating other holidays. Watch your ass, Halloween, you're next. Let me ask you a question. Do atheists land an occasional blow?
I guess.
Even the Washington Generals get lucky once in a while. For God's sakes, there are radio stations that play nothing but Christmas carols. Stores that sell nothing but Christmas decorations all year long. There is a TV channel devoted to a Yule log. And it's kicking CNN's ass. Don't worry, non-log burning channels. There's Christmas programs for you as well. There's old-timey, traditional Christmas programming. Really old-timey, Dickensian Christmas special. New-timey, hey, urban Christmas special. Mormon Christmas special. Otter Christmas special. Christmas underwater, Christmas from the future, prehistoric Christmas. That's right, there's a Christmas special celebrating Jesus' birth thousands of years before the birth of Jesus.
The show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Actually, you can celebrate Christmas without being a Christian by choice, because you can't go to work, you can't get your mail, you can't go to the bank.
You can't go to work?
No, you can't.
You can't?
No, you
yes,
can't.
You can.
Oh, really? Are you going to be working on Christmas?
I don't work on Christmas.
99% of the country doesn't either, because it's a federal holiday,
which is illegal. You and your merry band of fascists.
Fascists.
Right? Yeah.
Fascists.
You get it revoked.
You call me a fascist.
Absolutely.
I am a patriot, sir.
Campaign to diminish me in this program. There is a reason why they are doing that, and it has nothing to do with Santa Claus. Let's take it step by step. No intelligent person could possibly see a secular display of Christmas.
Shot.
Our first war on Christmas story of the season.
Is it too early to do a
war on
it? Christmas segment.
It's a not so merry start to the holiday season.
The war on Christmas has begun.
Some left-wing loons.
And for the first time in 60 years, there will be no nativity scene at all.
No nativity. No drummer boy, and no manger.
Right. Why do some atheists have the right to squelch
the
holiday fun that everybody else has been having for years?
I can't do it.
What do you think? Are these atheists
ruining
Christmas for the kids?
This ends up being about bullies.
No. We'll do it live!
This ends about atheists. They bully the other religions, and they're just...
Do it live!
And I think it's kind of sad.
Sounds pretty bad, right?
That's not America. That's not freedom of speech.
Jesus is used to this. That's the good news.
Assaults on the traditions of Christmas. The crazy left loons begin a vitriolic campaign to diminish me in this program. There is a reason why they are doing that. And it has nothing to do with Santa Claus. Christmas tree here in New York City was lighted last night. No one threw them.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Jesus. That did not happen. New York City police did not.
Perhaps we need to make sure that some Christianity is seen there.
St. Patrick's Cathedral, a block away. Nothing religious happened at the tree light. It was just.
just a fun occasion. What the lawyer for a Christian group said after a judge upholds the city's decision.
With all the talk about Christmas, is anyone else nervous about Christmas shopping?
Well, it's the nightmare before the holiday shopping season.
Also, holidays bring up this expectation that you should be over the top happy.
You don't have enough money to buy everyone in your family presents for Christmas.
Renting a car for your holiday travels could be difficult this year.
As your family gathers around the dinner table this holiday, do you know what to do if someone is choking?
Do it live!
Germs on planes.
MRSA, norovirus, and influenza virus.
It's supposed to be fun, and here you are giving us dire warnings about the interior of planes.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's how we do it.
Is taking the craziest notion that everybody in this country is equal and that the government has to treat everybody fairly.
Therefore, they should banish Christmas trees.
I did not say banish Christmas trees. I said
from the public square.
That's what you do. That's what you want.
That's not what I do. Stop telling me what I do.
The record shows
quality. You demand quality from the government, and it's our constitutional right, and you should be demanding it along with me.
That's the theory that by law. That the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain activity.
All this is based on something called binaural beats.
States Park, but Fox News, of course, kept calling it a nativity scene ban and dismissed the rights of the non-Christians, as you can see in this clip.
Santa Monica's Palisades Park, right on the ocean, had hosted a giant nativity scene, as you mentioned, for a long time. Since 1953, it was a tradition that went on without controversy until a few years ago, when an atheist decided to apply for a permit to put up an anti-religious display. Then the man got others to apply to the city for display permits, all of them for made-up causes, and eventually the city says that it was inundated with permit requests and the expenses that went along with it, which is why the decision was made to ban all of them, period.
Go into debt this holiday season.
Very big arguments between major unions and some major companies just in time for the holidays.
Will union demands leave passengers high and dry?
You are deliberately making it impossible for countless people to get together for the holiday.
Airline tickets, they go up in price around the holidays.
A lot of families don't make you happy.
And doomsday predictions are getting renewed attention.
What happens to your plans on December 22nd?
I don't know what day.
Got all the presents under the Christmas tree. They're gonna still be. Is it even significant?
watch because we don't know what happens on 1222.
Is it me, or are people already drinking early for the holiday?
This ruling affected Christian and non-Christian speech equally. Did you catch the part where supposedly straight news anchor Rick Fulbaum characterized the displays from the atheists as being all for made-up causes? That's quite the spin given the other displays were for religion, the most quintessential of made-up causes.
Basically, we're trying to shut down movement between here and the convention center. We're talking about trade agreements which don't have to do just with trade, but they have to do with every aspect of life. They have to do with agriculture. They have to do with our forests. They have to do with our environment and nature. They have to do with how we lead our lives.
For these young kids in the street today, it's about their future being traded off by corporations who frankly don't give a shit what happens to them.
Every single case that the World Trade Organization has ruled on, whether it's sea turtles or dolphins or any other aspect of nature, they've ruled for the destruction of nature.
I'm blinded by the lights and how they crawl in the core of the earth.
Corporate property.
I think it's a continuation of the same process that they began after World War II when they established the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And this is a further step in the globalization of the economy and one world government.
Trade Organization and GATT, the reduction of taxes on transnational corporations, that bankrupts government all around the world. And governments then have to borrow money. They get in debt, and then the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank can step in and say, you're in debt, you need more money? Okay, we'll give you more money, but you've got to implement these policies.
The World Bank is the bank that actually hands out the money to fund these mega development projects. Then the IMF steps in and imposes these horrible structural adjustment programs. Structural adjustment programs, SAPs, are really anti-human. They basically mean cuts in healthcare, education, and other social services.
Never mind, these are debts for projects that people did not want. Large dams or building a nuclear reactor on area prone to seismic activity.
Policies, economic policies written in Washington and Wall Street will never bring development to third world countries. They will never eliminate poverty.
You know, the cards are stacked against the poor people.
Sonic branches.
Cards are stacked against the small farmers. Cards are stacked against anyone who is on the periphery of the system.
that the ruling interests have ever wanted, and that's everything.
Statistics show you had more rapid growth in imports and exports and foreign investment and debt and all these other indicators of global economic growth than ever before in history. Did inequality get better or worse during that time? It got worse. Did the environment get better or worse during that time? It got far worse. Did community cohesion and knowing your neighbors get better or worse during that period? It got worse. Spirituality. Did our spiritual lives get better or worse? It got far worse. Everybody's focused on money, money, money.
Running. Hey, this is Furious George, running low, here with DJ the John Boner, with me, and DJ B. I'm going to be signing off, just taking away a little piece of the airwaves and shouting them back to many different issues. You heard the War on Christmas stuff earlier, and then today is the 13th anniversary of the 1999 World Trade Organization protests, where we shut down on December 6th, 13 years ago, this day. We surrounded the entire downtown of Seattle, Washington, and took over the World Trade Organization. And they weren't able to meet until, December 6th was the day that the meetings collapsed. And on that day, I remember I was so intoxicated from just the pepper spray and the tear gas, somehow stumbled my way onto an airplane. And for like 2 weeks, by the time after I got home, I was literally on my back. I was so messed up from all the chemicals and stuff. But there was this guy sitting next to me on the airplane who was this major World Trade banker. And I remember Thomas Friedman, this writer from the New York Times, came in and sat next to him, and they were chatting and stuff. But long story short is I think I spread some nice tear gas to that guy next to me. And I think whatever happened, it seemed to have changed the whole global hegemony. And now, since those meetings, the world bankers have had nowhere to go, and they're running low. So that's what we spotlight right now. Just sending a shout out to all the folks who were part of that protest 13 years ago and the globalization and global justice movements that have sprung out from then. That's why we're spotting some of these sounds that relate to the World Trade Organization, IMF, World Bank. So, I did it. I've done it. Now I'm going to spin more stuff, especially this stuff from Asheville, where I was actually based in. This is a beat group from Asheville called Two Fresh Beats, two crazy cool twin kids who are rocking stuff out. Anyway, I'm going to spin this last one, and then we're going to just have some fun, see what happens the rest of the evening. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious!
We'll be right back.
There's the Babylons, the Romans, and then the Americans now. They all chase after that mighty dollar, but when they get close to it, it slips away from them, and they keep on traveling. Finally, they're so far away from their path of destiny that they can't recognize how far off they have been.
Iconic tune that will forever be linked with jazz pianist Dave Brubeck. Take 5 was on an album released by his quartet in 1959. It remains one of the best-selling jazz songs of all time. The one song on the album he didn't write. Brubeck grew up in California. His mother was a music teacher. There were 5 pianos in the house and she insisted he play, so he did. With his challenging, exotic rhythms, he helped define club jazz, which grew in popularity in the 50s and 60s. He caused controversy when he appeared on the cover of Time magazine in 1954, before others thought to be more worthy. He toured with jazz legends Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald. In his later years, he composed music for operas, ballet, even religious ceremonies.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for
he received
today.
Top awards, was designated a living legend by the Library of Congress, and continued to practice.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
The old gag is, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. The same thing goes for jazz. But you have to love it and really work, and then your life will be fulfilled because of the commitment.
An influence on those who followed Brubeck's passing was marked at his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You know, he's part of jazz lore. He's probably one of the better known of jazz players going back through, you know, the classic era of the 50s, 60s.
He played with all the greats and he was fabulous.
Thank you.